This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome to the What Really Happened Radio Show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And boy, I must have touched a nerve. I'm getting a flood of email from people talking about products that they brought home from the store already broken. Put in a light bulb, it blows immediately. A while back, I was talking about the Cree LED light bulbs, which are American made. Yeehaw, we're actually making something. And some of the ones that we bought, the glass globe is just falling off. And thankfully, it's coated in plastic, so it didn't break. And the LEDs still work because there's no vacuum inside. The globe is just to make it look like a light bulb and to provide some diffusion to soften the light. But those are just plopping off now as well. So now, according to the website AskLeo.com, I misspoke. Apparently, half of all Windows computers out there in the world are still running XP. Now, I'm an old-fashioned kind of a businessman. The customer is always right. If the customer wants XP, you sell them XP. You don't stand up there on your holy temple in Redmond, Washington, and scream, "You will buy Windows 8! You will buy Windows 9!" But that seems to be the prevailing corporate attitude of throw out something that's working perfectly well and buy the new and improved buggy, NSA backdoored, cloud dependent, whatever. I think my advice would be, given that there's only 6 months to go before the official end of XP support, is to turn off all automatic updates. Because if Microsoft is going to do what Apple is doing, they're going to start sending out patches that will deliberately slow your machine down to encourage you to buy new machines and new operating systems. And the reason this is such a problem is because it's, you know, when you buy Windows 8, all of your existing XP software is instantly obsolete. You have to go and buy new updated versions of all those software packages. And in many cases, you're going to have to buy new hardware. It's just this constant flogging. Every 5 years, you will get a new computer. And spend all the time that it takes installing and configuring and getting it up and running to the point where you can do some productive profit-making work. The loss in American productivity to this process of planned obsolescence is a major factor in the nation's economic decline. So I'm certainly going to do that around here. I'm turning off automatic update on all of our XP machines. I probably ought to do it on my Vista machine down here, which I only have because somebody gave it to me because they didn't want to deal with the problems anymore. And when this machine dies, I'm going to build a Linux box because I've had it with this American corporate approach to forcing you to buy something new over and over and over again. And I think most Americans, especially given our financial hardships that we're dealing with right now, I think Americans are going to start learning to live without a lot of things they thought were necessary in their life. Go back to a phone that does nothing but make phone calls. Don't need all this other gimcrackery and the rest of it, because it's obviously a luxury. It's not really a necessity. People are starting to learn to do without. They're keeping their cars longer. They certainly don't want these new cars with the high failure rates and these computerized systems that are even buggier than the Obamacare website. It's amazing. The state-of-the-art of software development has not kept up with the hardware development. I remember there were a long time ago, everybody was talking about computer-aided software design systems, and they've never been able to come up with one, especially as processing gets parallel. I think the really good programmers have already left this country. They've gone to other countries where they're being treated more in accord with their skill level, as opposed to here in the United States of America, where the attitude of management toward all labor is, ah, you're replaceable, you're disposable. We've got all these visa people and illegal immigrants that are going to come in and do the same work for less money. Well, that certainly is not true because of the skill level required to carry out many of the tasks in a modern technological society. I remember when computers first came out, they were reliable. When I was still involved in this program, Hawaii's Computers for Kids, and we'd hold these collection drives down in the parking lot at CompUSA, and people would bring in their older computers and donate them, and we would refurbish them and make them available to churches and schools and stuff. And I'm not kidding you. We would get Commodore 64s and Apple IIs that were still working perfectly. Contrast that with today, where, again, as soon as the warranties expired, I can't tell you how many keyboards I've gone through. I'm hoping this gamer's keyboard will hold up a little better than the last ones. Now, getting back to the economy in general, a very bizarre story coming out of Bloomberg, where China signals unprecedented policy changes on agenda at plenum. And China is not going into specifics, but they're making some very sweeping statements about focusing on studying comprehensive and deep reform. And going on from the Xinhao report, the depth and strength of the reforms will be unprecedented and will promote profound changes in every area of the economy and society. This sounds to me like China is pushing the yuan as a replacement for the dollar, and they are finding a receptive planet. Now, I don't want to go to war against China, but we know that's going to be the U.S. government's response. We got to get a war going with China. We can renege on all the money we borrowed from them. Yes, we're at war. We're not going to pay you back. You will use the dollar or we'll nuke you. Seems to be their only solution right now. But there are a lot of very alarming indications of a coming economic crash. You've got Saudi Arabia, which appears to be getting ready to abandon the petrodollar deal. You've got nations abandoning Bretton Woods left and right. This nation grew dependent, grew lazy, prospering by getting a piece of the action of everybody else's product and commerce on earth. That's why they abandoned manufacturing in this country and abandoned agriculture. We don't need to mess our hands with that stuff. We get an automatic percentage of any transaction on earth coming in through that Federal Reserve. And they got lazy and they forgot how to make products. They forgot how to grow healthy food. When the crash comes, it's going to be horrendous. And they're going to realize that not respecting that segment of the society that knows how to make things or grow things or keep them in good repair was a hideous, hideous mistake. Labor always precedes capital. In order to prosper a nation's economy, you've got to have something to sell. And Wall Street got very lazy and very rich gaming the system, gaming the world. They did it to the United States people with the Federal Reserve, where they get a piece of the action of everything that you're doing economically, and then they did it to the rest of the world at the end of World War II with Bretton Woods. And now the world has had enough of it, just like Americans have had enough of the Federal Reserve. We got callers piling up on here, but I'll tell you what, we're coming up on a commercial break. I'll take phone calls as soon as we're back from the coming commercial. The global financial information group, Thomson Reuters, is now cutting 4,500 jobs in its finance operations by the end of next year. because their profits are dropping. And in any event, all they're going to do from now on is take the official government report on unemployment and economy and just echo them as if it's the real news. We're starting to see student debt resistance is taking off. Sally Mae became the 50th corporation to cut ties with the American Legislative Exchange Council and the first to do so under pressure from students. This whole student loan scam is now coming back to haunt the economy. It's a huge bubble. They bubbled it up, just like they did the housing bubble. Because bubbles make money quickly, and when it bursts, somebody else has to pay the loss. And that, too, has become far too common a method of Wall Street people becoming rich. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with phone calls after these words.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right to the phones. Bill in Texas, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
About 6-8 months ago, and thank you, by the way, I was realigning my giant satellite dish because the actuator motor had failed, so I was going through the satellites, and it was some kind of financial news program, and they had, I think it was the vice president of Microsoft. And I don't think he's going to be giving any more interviews, but this is what he said. The current version of Windows was never intended to work. We didn't want to put a lot of resources into it because we're coming out with a whole new platform.
Imagine my shock.
And one other quick thing. I was looking for some really long life incandescent bulbs when they were talking about making them illegal. This was before they exempted Texas. Mm-hmm. And I found some tower lights for, you know, towers. But they had to come from the old Soviet Union, but they were, even with shipping, they weren't much more than a regular light bulb. And I'm looking at the box, and they had a life of 70,000 hours guaranteed, minimum, I guess you can say.
Yeah, light bulbs from Russia do have that. In fact, there's another part of that documentary, Pyramids of Waste, where this Russian company tried to market their light bulbs in the United States of America, and they were just absolutely shut out. Because America's light bulb industry, in fact, there's a global cartel that mandates 1,000-hour only. And if you're a member of this cartel and your light bulbs test as lasting longer than 1,000 hours, you have to pay a fine. And so, yeah, it's just all set up where you place. Edison's original bulb, when he was developing in his lab, lasted twice as long as the light bulbs that you were buying, tungsten light bulbs you were buying in the store. By the way, you can still get tungsten light bulbs there if they're considered or labeled as decorator items rather than as primary illumination, at least here in Hawaii when you go into the hardware store. Now, I don't want to use tungsten light bulbs. They do use more electricity. I did not like the compact fluorescents because of the toxic issues. I do like the LED bulbs, and I like the concept behind them, and we're mostly LED in this house. But it's rather annoying that when I went to the Buy American route and I got these Crees, and the little glass globe just keeps falling off them.
If you don't overdrive them, even the cheap LEDs are good for 50,000 hours, but the regular LEDs are rated at 70,000 hours, and that's just not the long life ones. It's phenomenal. Anyway, I'll let the next guy up.
Okay, well, you know, the Philips LED bulbs, they're very expensive. We've got two of them. I got one when they first came out to evaluate, and I got a second one for a very difficult to reach location. And so far, not a problem with the Philips LED bulbs at all. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Don in Texas. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind today?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing great.
Yeah, I've been listening a couple years now, and I'm a long-time user. I've been using Linux since it first came out, and I never got on Microsoft Windows. I saw their scheme a long time ago, and I never got on their bandwagon, and I haven't looked back. I've been using Linux now forever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I get people that come, you know, and they know I work on computers, and they come to me, and if they don't have their Windows, I said, okay, well, you want to buy it, or you just want something that works for the Internet? And I put Linux on for them, and I've never had anybody come back to me and say, hey, this ain't no good, I want something else. So, you know.
Well, way back when I was with Robert Abel and Associates, I learned Unix. I became a Unix guru, and I stayed with that. When my wife and I were forced to leave Southern California and we moved to Washington State, I had one of these old Iris 4D GTs, which were the size of a desk, and at that time it was state-of-the-art graphic hardware. But we were trying to get my wife's music studio together, and we'd originally had her on Amigas, but Amigas were in decline. So that's where we got our first Windows machine. I went out and I traded an 8-inch telescope for it. And got her music studio up and running with that. And we stayed with it because when we moved here to Hawaii, there wasn't a lot of support for Apple computers. And, of course, they're much more expensive, and so is the software for them. And we had a very good relationship with some software providers that provided animation software. So we sort of launched our whole company with Windows and have stayed with it ever since. But now that I am no longer in the visual effects and animation industry, I don't need to stay with Windows. I'll just, you know, throw this software away, or I'll donate it to a school. That's why, for what I do today, Linux is going to work for me. I know Linux. I'm very good at coding in Linux and scripting and the rest of it. As far as my wife's music studio is concerned, at some point we're going to make the leap and get her onto Macintosh, because all the higher-end music production software has now moved over to that platform. Microsoft is destroying itself with this extremely bad attitude toward their customers. If, in fact, half of the world's Windows computers are still running XP, that is a clear, unequivocal message. Stop giving us a new box of bells and whistles every 5 years and just work to improve XP and let us stay with that. Apple went that way when they changed over to Linux. And each new version of the Apple operating system is an improvement and a refinement, but it doesn't cripple everything that came on before it.
Yeah, actually, Apple is BSD. It's not Linux. It's a BSD variety.
It's a BSD variety. Oh, even better. I thought it was Linux. They're so close together in terms of what is presented to the end user. But it's amazing. We're talking about the size of the code for the Obamacare website. The original BSD Linux didn't have that many lines of code. It was a beautifully elegant, simple operating system that could hop from computer to computer to computer to computer, which is why the computer industry hated it.
I was running my ISP. I ran an ISP here in the Texas area for several years, and I started my ISP on the 1.2 version of Linux. Did everything I needed, you know, and it worked great. And before that, I started in the bulletin board world in the early 80s, and I ran bulletin boards on DOS and DeskView. I don't know if you've heard of that product.
Yes.
But DeskView. So I went from the DOS DeskView to Linux. Never even messed with Windows. I saw it when it first came out in Windows, and I tried to run my bulletin board stuff under it, and it would say, oh, it meant multitasking. It wasn't true multitasking. You put something in the background and it would stop.
It wasn't true multitasking.
Right. So DOS and DeskView was doing multitasking long before then, you know. So
the most reliable servers are all running LAMPS, and I can't understand why people are even using Microsoft Exchange. My wife is forced to use it because of some of her business activity. It is always crashing. It is always locking up. And yet somehow Microsoft is able to go out to these large corporations and say, oh, no, you want to have this. You don't want to have, you will have this. And, there's almost a war to try and get people committed to a certain platform and not let them go elsewhere. But my love affair with Windows, not that I ever really had one, but it's definitely on the wane, and I think that's true for most of the world. Microsoft really needs to pay attention to what the customers want. And, we will be willing to pay a maintenance fee to keep XP, you know, but this idea of disabling it, discarding it, and forcing us to buy Windows 9, knowing that we're going to have to go through that whole painful process again of finding all the problems and reporting them to Microsoft because they didn't want to spend money on testing and quality assurance, I don't want to go through that again. I'm going to go Linux. When this machine dies, I will miss it mightily. I'm going to go with Linux.
I don't blame you there, you know. Don't blame me at all, you know. So, hey, it's good talking to you, and call in again sometime. You get a lot of people that call in a lot. Yeah.
Yes, I do. I get a lot of people calling. All right, we're coming up on a commercial break here. Coming up on the last half hour of our show, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I am getting a ton of emails from people saying, I bought this and it failed, and I bought that and it failed. And I actually have a website I was trying to turn into an online business called mystuffsucks.com. I haven't put any time into it, but it's just all these horror stories of stuff that comes from the store already broken. We'll be back after these commercials.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Quintero, maybe at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies, listening to Mike Quintero, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Quintero, maybe at the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm looking at my email. Another story to add to your planned obsolescence. About a year after I bought my, at the time, very expensive 160-gigabyte iPod, some strange gray lines appeared on the screen. I took it to the Apple store, and they said they knew of the problem. It was a defect in the glass at the factory they used to make install the screens. Wasn't covered under warranty, of course. Said they would fix it for $200. Now, remember, early on, Apple, and this is also in planned obsolescence, the early iPods were designed to not have the batteries replaceable. And the first generation iPods had batteries in them that were designed to fail very quickly, so you would go back to Apple and buy a new iPod. And that resulted in an actual lawsuit, and Apple settled by increasing the warranty period on those iPods and putting better batteries in subsequent units. So this is the way manufacturers think in the United States of America. And let me give you a contrasting story. And this has to do with Sony. Many years ago, I decided I wanted a little tiny shirt pocket digital camera. This is before decent cameras were in the cell phones. And I got, I think it was called the T1 digital. And I got it because it also had available a diving case that you could put this thing in and take it down 100 feet, which is far deeper than I tend to go when I'm snorkeling. And that gave me a margin of error. And I used the camera, and I enjoyed it. And I used it past the end of the warranty period, and the screen started developing these crosshatch patterns. And I wasn't all that upset because I tend to be very rough on my gear. When I'm out there shooting videos and pictures, I'm not exactly gentle. And the case of the camera had scars from things I'd done with it, and I figured, okay, I did get my use out of it. So I put it on the shelf, and then all of a sudden, out of a clear blue sky, and I had not contacted Sony, I get an email from Sony saying, we have identified a defect in one of the chips in your model camera. Send it in. And I did, and they sent it back repaired. It's still working today. Now, that is how you're supposed to treat your customers. And, of course, the ideal is when you sell them a product, the warranty is just a formality, and you don't expect them to come on in and use it. And so I've had very good luck with Sony. I love my Canon equipment. I haven't had a single failure yet for any of the Canon equipment I've ever bought. And when you contrast that with what is coming out of American factories, we'd all love to buy America, but America doesn't make anything that will last anymore. It's all value engineered. We got another caller on the line, Dee in Minnesota. Aloha, Dee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. The planned obsolescence. You know, I just bought my six-year-old a scooter for a birthday present a couple months ago, and I had to take it in because stuff came off of it. So,
I'm
yeah,
not
even
surprised at all.
Even the simplest little things, and they're coming out with Windows 9. Why? The teenagers won't even touch Windows 8.
Yeah, it is.
Teenagers don't even want to touch it. They won't. My teenager, he won't even mess with it. He won't do anything with it. He said, Windows 8 sucks, Mom. I'm not going to touch it. Go with 7 or something else.
Yeah, it is. It's really bad. That tile interface has become a major disaster for Microsoft. I know that the new update to Windows 8 makes it easier to go back to the old traditional screen. But this idea of having an interface that was going to be exactly the same for your cell phone, your tablet, and for your huge desktop, that was never going to be practical. We have huge desktops because we're going to do things with more of that room. We just don't want a bigger version of our cell phone interface. It was conceptually flawed right from the very, very beginning. Plus, the Surface tablet itself, at least the first generation of them, had all kinds of manufacturing problems where the laminations were coming apart and exposing the interior. And it really is. It's all about value engineering. They're just trying to make things as cheaply as possible to maximize their profits and keep their stockholders happy.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with 9 if the kids don't even want to touch 8 and they're on the computers far more than we are. And if they won't even touch it, I don't know.
Well, I think the kids are going to be going over to Apple and iOS, or they're going to be getting products, tablets that come out with Linux. I know that Asus for a while had a netbook out that came with Linux pre-installed. It wasn't Windows. It wasn't Mac. You got this out of the box from the factory with Linux in it.
Now, Linux, that works better than Windows 7 even?
It is a completely different operating system, but for those of us who grew up with Unix, it's very familiar, and there's good community support for it. It doesn't have a big corporation behind it, although some corporations are packaging and bundling Linux and applications to make it easier to go in there. There's Ubuntu Linux, which is very good. Doesn't always work with all the graphic cards out there. I use SUSE myself. There used to be a really good Linux called Red Hat. That, unfortunately, has gone away. But, yeah, it's a good, reliable operating system, and most of it is public source and community source, so people can get in there and fix it. It's not all tied up with digital rights management. We understand some of the corporate-provided versions of Linux do have NSA backdoors. So if you're a real hardware type, hardware hacker type, try and find a source distribution and compile it yourself. That was the original beauty of Unix. It was written in a high-level language that you could compile and edit yourself to make it do what you wanted it to do. And that's what made it so powerful. When we were at Robert Abel and Associates, we had a source license for the Berkeley Standard distribution. And we could go in and just change whatever we needed to, recompile it, and just keep everything working. We didn't have to wait 2 or 3 weeks while some corporate department came in and, you know, fixed whatever had gone wrong.
And you were saying half the world used to is using XP. I used it till my machine died, and I had to go out and buy a new machine, and I wanted XP on it. And they, you couldn't buy anything with XP on it, even though
You have to go the white box route. You have to build your own machine, and you can still buy XP install discs, but the OEM contracts, basically they were prohibited from doing XP anymore. But you can
You had to buy either Windows 7 or 8. And instead of when I just bought our new machine a couple months ago, they were, instead of having like Microsoft Office and stuff, you had to go out and buy that separately. What they did, when I didn't know this, but when I opened the computer, when we got it home and I opened it, and we were about to put it together, instead of letting us have Microsoft Office, they had Windows 7 and 8. My computer came with 7 and 8.
Well, there's a deal. All right.
Yeah, I got 7 and 8, and we use 7, and it's working okay. It's not too bad.
Well, it's not too good either. I helped a friend of mine over on Kauai set up her brand new Windows 7 machine, and it didn't seem to actually have any advantages over XP, and everything had been moved around and redesigned to make it look like it was new, but there functionally wasn't any advantage to it at all. Got to let you go. We got callers piling up, and we're running out of time here. Going to switch over to Art off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, Mike, talking about this planned obsolescence thing. You know, just to touch on something the gentleman said earlier, we're talking about light bulbs. You know, there's a, I don't remember exactly which one it is, but there's a firehouse in New York. It's had the same tungsten bulb in that fixture for 80 years. It still burns today.
Are you sure you don't mean the firehouse in California?
Okay, California, that's right. Yeah. And it's burning for like 80 years. Same bulb. Amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
But you know, on computers, like with that other caller, you know, I got started in computers back in the 80s, too, and I had two desktops and was running two separate VBSs, one on each one, and both of the programs came from Symantec, which was absolutely amazing back then. I mean, we had so much fun with that stuff. But, you know, my last computer had XP on it, and I loved it. It was great, except for the fact that, you know, I've got games that I can't play on anything newer than 98, so it kind of sucks. I got games I can't play. But then that computer crapped out. I had to buy a new one, so I went to the laptop so I could carry it with me.
Yeah.
I can't play any of my games on this thing because it's Windows 7. So I had to go out, and I had to find an old 10-year-old computer with XP on it just so I can play my games and certain other programs that will not run on Windows 7. This is how ridiculous, I mean,
It's not just an issue of buying the new operating system. Once you upgrade to the operating system, you are forced to go out and buy new versions of what you've been using. And very often, the software you've been using hasn't been updated. They've gone out of business. In a lot of cases, and we've certainly seen this with Adobe, the older versions of their products were considerably better than what they're putting out now. I've gone back to Photoshop 7 for all of my graphics. I had a bad experience with CS5. Just being buggy and a lousy interface. American software development is just really crap. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4All.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Sorry I left my mic up here. You're hearing me type away furiously. I'm trading emails with Seth Shostak, who heads the SETI Institute, and we're having a debate on a point of science. And he's going to come on the show here in the near future to talk about the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. Danny in South Carolina. Aloha, Danny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I got a fast one for you. For anybody who's got the battery blues, go to batteryuniversity.com. That's batteryuniversity.com. You will be amazed to discover, for example, that the common lithium-ion battery has a 300 to 500 charge-discharge cycle rating. But for every tenth of a volt less below peak charge that you charge that battery, the number of charge-discharge cycles will double. And what the manufacturer is doing is they, you know, to get the last minute out of that battery charge, they're setting all their device charges to push them up to the peak. When it ends up doing those, it ends up costing you in terms of having to throw away batteries and buy new ones. Anyway, it's all described at the Battery University. Fascinating.
All right, I'll take a look at that. I'll take a look at that. And I think most of us, and I certainly am the same way, when I'm not actually using my device, it's plugged into the charger, and I know it definitely adversely affects your electric bill to leave all those chargers plugged in all the time. What I do is I have a charging station, which is a switchable bus bar, and I've got my little earpiece charger, an iPhone charger, and all the rest of that. And when things are charged, I can just flip off the switch and unplug them. Yeah, battery life is an issue, and I thought the lithium batteries were supposed to have gotten around some of the limits that we saw with the NiCads and the others. But you know, you expect batteries to wear out. The problem I have is with those products where the batteries cannot be replaced. And their whole idea is when the battery is dead, you throw the whole device away and buy a new one, just like these LED flashlights. When the little plastic battery holder decays, rots away, you throw the whole thing away and buy a new one. And that's wasteful of the economy. It is certainly wasteful of the environment. And it's just a way of getting the people to work and work and work to stay exactly where they are.
Yeah, okay? I just wanted to add, lithium-ion batteries do have chips built inside.
Yes.
And so, you know, they won't ever overcharge. But you can take steps to make sure they're slightly undercharged. And having said that, a lithium-ion battery can go to sleep, and you'll think it's dead, and it's not. But I'll leave the technical discussion there. Thanks very much, man. I love your show.
All right. Thank you very much. All righty. Yeah, batteries are kind of interesting devices. And speaking of batteries, when I was a kid, when you bought the EverReady batteries, they came with a warranty that if the battery ever leaked, that EverReady would buy you a new flashlight, which is pretty much all that you put batteries in back then. Of course, with more complex electronic devices, EverReady had to rescind that warranty. But I've noticed more and more batteries do seem to leak, and that also wrecks devices and makes you go out and buy new devices. I remember I had these binoculars with a built-in camera, and I had the batteries in there, and I went to use it, and it wouldn't work, and I opened it up, and the batteries had leaked and just completely destroyed the electronics. And so for things that are using store-bought batteries like AAA, AA, A's, C's, or D's, if I'm not using the device, I take the batteries out completely because they, too, have been value-engineered. And they will leak their electrolyte, and it is a highly, highly corrosive material. All right, moving on down here. Apparently, the Environmental Protection Agency is closing the last lead smelter in the United States in December to save the environment and so forth. And it's already sending repercussions through the ammunition industry. Because without a lead smelter here in the United States of America, it means ammunition is going to have to be imported. Now, of course, the U.S. government over the last couple of years, they've been stockpiling billions and billions of rounds of hollow point man-killing ammunition. And now we've got the EPA kneecapping domestic ammunition production for ordinary citizens. One might also suspect an ulterior motive for this kind of an action here. Getting more stories about local police departments being given armored personnel carriers. What's an armored personnel carrier going to do to help you get a robber or a burglar or a mugger or a rapist? And the answer is no. The local police are being armed and prepared to put down riots by the American people. They know it's coming. I think they hope it's coming. I think right now this government wants there to be some kind of rioting. You've probably heard already they're saying that when the SNAP benefits are cut the first of next month, food stamp money gets cut, that we're going to start seeing riots in the streets. I don't think so, because most of the people we run into at these local food banks are pretty calm and pretty resigned to their situation. And it does remind me a lot of how in the week before the George Zimmerman verdict in the Trayvon Martin case, how the media was saying, there'll be riots, there'll be riots, there'll be riots, and the verdict came in, not guilty, and there were no riots. I think this government right now is desperate for there to be some kind of mass rioting they can use to justify saying it's a national emergency, Bill of Rights suspended, martial law declared, and that will be the new reality. So please stay peaceful. Apparently down in Texas, there was an issue where two open carry activists who were within the letter of the law were wrongfully arrested by the police. That almost triggered a riot. Now, over in Baltimore, they have this Baltimore City police officer who killed a firefighter and the girlfriend in a murder-suicide. And again, was this guy on or withdrawing from SSRIs? I think we need to know that. Now, we posted a video on the website, whatreallyhappened.com. It's a flashback. CDC chief admits that vaccines trigger autism. We talked about this at the top of the show. And what this CDC person is saying is that there are some children who have an abnormality with the mitochondria in their body. And these children are the ones where it seems the vaccines will trigger what the CDC calls autism-like symptoms, which everybody else says is autism. So they're still trying to maintain the line that vaccines don't cause autism. If you have a vaccine and you look like you've got autism, they are merely autism-like symptoms. But they're basically acknowledging now this one-size-fits-all approach to medication doesn't really work because each new patient is a different circumstance. And just like we know that there are people who cannot be put on these prescription antidepressants without triggering off extreme behavior, we know that there are children who should not be given vaccines because it will trip off autism, but the goal is to sell, pills, 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 shots. They're not thinking what's best for the patient. They're not thinking what's best for the community. They're only thinking about selling more product. That quest for more of the ink and paper stuff has taken over our society. It's destroying our humanity. It's destroying what's best about the American character. And I don't have a problem with people getting rich, like James Cameron or George Lucas or Steve Jobs, who make a product or make movies that we voluntarily trade our money for. That is capitalism. But when you have a private central bank that by design is creating debt faster than money to pay that debt, eventually the nation is driven to a point of utter desperation to acquire more of those pieces of paper and ink, that completely overwhelms all other considerations. Quality products, safe products, products that don't harm your patients. And you get to a society where they're advertising medications on TV where they say right at the end of the commercial, this thing could kill you. You're on your own as far as we're concerned. Been another scandal here involving a science group. Pro-industry, the American Council on Science and Health, which defends fracking, BPA, and pesticides. And it turns out, yeah, their checks are signed by the very industries they are defending. There's our music. We will be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay angry, stay skeptical, stay informed, make good choices. Head on over to Republic Trading Group to buy your silver and gold. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.